Today's liturgy contains a huge contrast. We began with the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. We joined the crowds in proclaiming Hosanna, a joyful Aramaic exclamation of praise. We processed into church singing Hosanna to our King. And then suddenly, like an approaching storm, the mood darkens. Isaiah tells us of the suffering servant. We heard from Paul how Christ emptied himself, accepting death on a cross. And then we proclaim the Passion. We are really thrown by this liturgy. Is this a triumphal celebration or a remembrance of the cross? The church catches this contrast even in the naming of the day. It is no longer just Palm Sunday or Passion Sunday. No, the proper name of today's celebration is Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion. Today, exaltation and suffering are intertwined. Perhaps today we will make a small cross out of the palm to keep in our pocket. Or maybe we put a palm frond around a picture in our home. We need to remember what took place and what takes place. We need to remember the events of 2,000 years ago and our own participation in these events today. We need to remember the times that we are upbeat and full of enthusiasm in our faith. We also need to remember the times that we run from the challenges that the faith demands and the challenges of the cross. Where were the crowds on Calvary? Where am I when confronted with these challenges of life? Where are you? Can we climb Golgotha and unite our difficulties to his cross? Or do we only want to be in the Lord's presence when we can say, Hosanna? Is our faith merely a matter of good feelings? Or are we truly committed to the Lord? We have many, many choices in our lives. The most important of these is our decision to accept Jesus Christ. But accepting the Lord means uniting to him in his glory and in his passion, in the joyful times and through the challenges of our lives. This coming week, we will celebrate Holy Week. This holiest week of the liturgical year is given to us to remember the past and to allow it to be a reality in our present. Please come join with our faith community this week, and may this truly be a holy week for you and your family.